C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking... Okay.
If you, it's like sitar, if okay. you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R,
okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah. Hello, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional, unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And we kick things off with some Delta 5. That was the song Try from the album Singles and Sessions, 1979 to 81, a compilation put out by Kill Rock Stars. Originally in 2006, they put that out, but it recently got released on vinyl. And I was in Audio Pile, and I saw it on the wall. My friend Eleanor's pick, staff pick, and it's a rare occasion for me, at least, to come across Delta 5 on vinyl. It was very exciting to see, so I thought I'd treat myself. So that I did. Hopefully, the rest of my household enjoys listening to the Delta 5 as much as I do. On today's show, we have a preview for a very action-packed weekend at Redgate. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there are all great shows, so get your sleeping bag and pull out your tent air it out a little bit this afternoon, and then head on down for a full weekend of great concerts at Redgate. Also, depending on our time, we've got some new Andy Stott. He hasn't put out anything in about 6 years, so that's exciting. And a few other things. But we're going to start off with new Woolworm. Woolworm, local stalwarts, have recently put out a new record on Mint. And it's called Awe. And they're going to be releasing this album tomorrow night at Redgate. Should be a blast. I am solo parenting all weekend, so I will not be there. But you should go, and you should have a great time. This is Let Me Wear the Mask from the brand new Woolworm, Awe.
Drag a damn thing out of me, just a heavy sigh when you talk about money. Then you think of me differently. When I look in your eyes, all I see is pity. Hands tied behind your back, maybe feel like you can't see. Well, just breathe for me, baby. Could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh, 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 oh. Oh,
All right, that was Kamikaze Nurse from the album Bucky Fleur. That was the song Sacred Cow Hot Dog. Before that, we heard Outpatient from their five-track EP. That was the song Old Chaos. And at the top, we heard Woolworm from their brand new record, Awe. That was the song Let Me Wear the Mask. All three of those bands are going to be at Redgate on Friday, along with the band Juice, not Mike LaPointe's old hip-hop-infected band. But inflected? I don't know. Another Juice, a very loud Juice, a Juice that I decided was too loud for this show. But Woolworm wasn't, and Outpatient are going to be visiting from the interior, and Kamikaze Nurse is a legendary supergroup. So you owe it to yourself to try to make it down to Redgate on Friday. Tonight is also a special night at Redgate. Devours is going to be re-releasing his album Iconoclast. It came out earlier this year on CD on Artifact Records, and now he is self-releasing a cassette version. And you know, an album that nice, you celebrate it twice. I think it's well worth another party. He's going to be playing with Sydney and Strap, who used to be called Ace Martins. And it's an early show tonight, so if you have to work tomorrow, don't worry about it. Music is going to start at 8, so head on down to Redgate and let's give a listen to the song Off the Grid. It's one of my the highlights of the album, if you ask me. And yeah, you're lucky. We're lucky that this... That Devours has chosen to live on this planet. It's really, we all benefit from that. Here we go. Here is Off the Grid. Oh, I should turn on that channel. That's helpful, I find. Here we go. Here is Off the Grid. All right, that was Strap from their forthcoming self-titled album, and that was the song Tears in Our Eyes. They teased the new album with that in the summer. Have yet to deliver on that record. I really want to hear it. Come on, Strap. Before that, we heard Sydney with her debut single, Deeply and Often. And at the top, we heard Devours from the soon-to-be cassette, but was a CD, Iconoclast. That was the song Off the Grid. And as I said before, those three are performing tonight, starting at 8 p.m. at Redgate. And just as I sort of hinted at earlier, three nights at Redgate, Necking are playing on Saturday night, along with Garbage Dreams and Dimwit from Portland. It's sort of an album release for Dimwit, with whom I was not familiar. But you know, when they've got pals like Necking and Garbage Dreams supporting them, you know they have to be good. So they're going to be playing at Saturday night. I think it's just those three bands. I could have done this research earlier, but no, just those. Oh, Snail Gun. Also Snail Gun. We're a brand new band. Do not have any songs up yet, but it looks like there's members of Champion Lawnmower and some other local luminaries. So I'm sure that would be worth checking out as well. So we're going to start with some Necking. This is from their album released earlier this year entitled Cut Your Teeth. And this is the song Big Mouth.
Make me The Morning After Show is celebrating its 20th anniversary on Friday, November 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. Jenny and the Mexicats will be lighting up the stage along with special guest Maria Blues from LA. And also our local favorites, Roomba 7 and Kawama. The show starts at 8 p.m. on November 22nd. You can get your tickets now for $20 at Red Cat or High Life, or buy it online at Eventbrite. Come celebrate 20 years of eclectic sounds and live music on The Morning After Show.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice.
We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally alpha wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Extra, extra, read all about it!
Are you a BIPOC individual at UBC who's interested in journalism? Well, the UBC, UBC official student newspaper, has a dedicated space for you. The UBC staff and UBC journalism students have launched the Canadian Journalists of Color UBC chapter Facebook group. We're also aiming to host meetings, speakers, and workshops in the near future. You can search for us on Facebook or give us a shout at coordinating@ubc.ca.
When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lab, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain to where the plane she spit on that. Vidors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasure, take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know, my shit's cold. Handsetter, baby, because I ain't so well over there.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just nigger rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastard.
classes overlooking street art. Better yet, street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fuck your numbers and your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about a hitting. Yeah. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming up a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with him. The tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon blood clot. You up on your head, Todd.
All of you black folks, you must go. All of you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, all you bad folks, you must go.
All right, that was a tribe called Quest from their record a couple years ago. We got it from here. Thank you. That was the song We the People. That followed a song called We the People by Dimwit. They are going to be playing at Redgate on Saturday night to celebrate their new album released. It's called Dim Shit. Good. I probably should have put a content warning before that Tribe Called Quest song. It's so great, though. I hope you liked it. And at the top, we heard Necking from their album Cut Your Teeth. That was the song Big Mouth. This would have been perfect for the Halloween show, this next song I'm going to play, but it hadn't been released by then, but it is a really moody synth song that fits in right there with that. It's from the soundtrack to the new TV show on HBO, an adaptation of The Watchmen, and it's by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and Atticus Ross, and I really just love this song and the tone and the mood that it creates. The show is great. I'd recommend the show, and the soundtrack is really good as well. It's part one, or volume one. There's going to be three of them released, and Trent Reznor, a whole new career as a first getting sampled by Lil Nas X, and also creating this very moody cinematic and scores. So good stuff. Yeah, let's just play that. This is the song "How the West Was Really Won" from The Watchmen, Volume One, and this is Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
right. We're listening to Babe Corner right now, but I'm just going to finish up the show. That's the song Alone at the Party. Before that, we heard Andy Stott from his new EP, It Should Be Us. That was the song Versi. And at the top, we heard Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross from Watchmen Volume 1. That was the song How the West Was Really Won. And if you want to talk about Watchmen, it's very confusing, but in a satisfying way. Yeah, hit me up. All right, we're going to close out with a band called Olivia's World. They used to live here, but now they've moved back to their native home of Australia. And they have a new cassette out. It's being put out by a label here in the Pacific Northwest entitled Lost Sounds. And so you can pick up a copy of this tape. And if you're in Australia, they just got a shipment there. So that's great. So we're going to listen to the song Super Value. This is from the self-titled cassette, Olivia's World. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend, everybody. See you next Thursday.
This is Bod. And you are listening to, hopefully, my music on UBC Radio CITR FM. That's 101.9. Vancouver's home of